800-222-5222 is the number. But right now, I'm going to go out to our friend Alex Swoyer, political correspondent, Capitol Hill reporter for Breitbart.com. Twitter handle is @Swoyer. So, Alex, first, have you got your next assignment yet? Are you going to Philly or are you going on the trail?
I'm at the airport right now to go back to D.C. first, and then I'm not. I'll find out Sunday where I'm going.
I want you to go to DNC. Wouldn't it be interesting to get your perspective on both conventions?
I definitely agree.
Yeah, you'd have. Like, who can I talk to over there?
Well, you know, I think it would be definitely interesting. We talked about protests yesterday, you and I, and how there was. It was very peaceful for the most part in Cleveland, and how it's kind of yet to be determined if there's going to be any protests or any sort of uprising in Philadelphia with Bernie Sanders supporters. So it would be interesting to see the difference. And
what's your prediction?
You know, some of the media thinks that it might get a little more heated in Philadelphia just because of reasons like it's easier to access. There's more transportation, you know, in and out of Philadelphia than what you have in Cleveland. You have the train northeast, so, you know, transportation is just a little bit more easier. So you could see more groups coming that way.
There's no doubt in my mind that there will be more trouble in Philadelphia. How much, it's hard to predict, but I can feel it coming. I just can feel it. I Cleveland did a great job dampening it all down, and it just didn't turn out to be anything, right?
I mean, every time you walk down the street, you pass multiple packs of policemen from different, you know, you had some that were obviously from Texas wearing like a sheriff's hat and sometimes on a horse. And then you had some from other, you could just tell they were from different states. And I don't know if, you know, hopefully they don't let down any sort of security for Philadelphia because of how smooth things went in Cleveland. Because I think, you know, if there wasn't that police presence, it could have gotten worse.
Right. All right. Well, it's something we'll keep an eye on, obviously. Now, what about the Trump presentation last night, the Trump speech? Were you I watched what's her name? Dana Dash. Is that her name that's over at CNN?
CNN.
Yeah, she was sort of swayed by the whole thing. It seemed like on the floor. Yeah, it was interesting watching her sort of get caught up in what was happening on the floor of the convention. And that when she got back up in the booth, she was like, "Oh, OK. Yeah, you're right. It wasn't a good speech." It was very interesting.
That's interesting. I actually thought he was very well received. I don't see any, you know, issues with unity in the party going forward. I think there's still maybe a handful of your never Trumpers, but I think for the most part he has swayed some voters.
Well, that's what the data suggests. Anyway, people that are doing the polling. My question was there are people that have been not fans of him that seemed to have gotten very inflamed by the speech, that really were very upset by what he didn't say. The whole idea, and this is something that he seemed to miss, and frankly, I would have missed too, had not some of my African-American friends not sort of hit me in the, you know, really give me an elbow in this one, which is when you say, law and order, we're going to lock up the criminals, what some black people hear is we're going to lock up more black people, because that's, in fact, what tends to happen.
I think that that's part of the issue. I think maybe yesterday it was I mentioned how I think criminal justice reform is going to become one of the top three issues for this election
cycle. But that's the point. He didn't mention that at all, really.
Well, I mean, I think that it was, you know, he touched on how many issues. I think that to me, I don't think that that's necessarily talking of and praising police. It's what needs to happen. We just had three more police officers killed. Where was it? In Indiana? There was while we were at the RNC convention. It's happening multiple times. So when he's referencing law and order and when he's talking about respecting the police, I think that that's something that resonates with Republicans. Now, when he's talking about locking up criminals, I'm not sure, you know, I don't remember that line, but I do remember lock her up being chanted, and that was about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and he actually suggests that people refrain from that kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting, but I really didn't see anything in the speech that I thought was eyebrow raising or anything that would, if somebody was offended by what was said in that speech, might be hypersensitive.
Well, you must not have seen the television commentary that followed, because people were really very exorcised by it.